The information presented is for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are not necessarily the opinions of any Daikin company. This information should not be confused for accounting, legal, medical, or other professional advice. Please seek advice from a qualified professional for any specific questions.
Welcome to the Accelerated HVAC Success Program. My name is Ben Middleton. I'm the National Sales Training Manager for the Goodman, Amana, and Daikin brands. Today, we're joined here with Jennifer Bagley. She is the President and CEO of CI Web Group. Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me back again. I appreciate it.
So there is so much stuff going on in the world of digital. In fact, you and I were just at a big industry event, and I know we both attended some AI conversations that are going on. There's all kinds of changes with algorithms that are out there. There is just so much stuff happening.
Yeah.
So I don't even know where to begin.
That's fair.
Where would you like to take us today? Where should we go?
Well, let's just start with a little story.
All right.
Okay, so... back at one of the Daikin Be the Pro meetings, I can't even remember when it was, but we were in Kauai. And at that event, I got a text message from my kids in a group chat and they were freaking out. They were going, oh my gosh, check this out. You have to check this out. This is amazing. And this text is going off constantly while we're at the event. And I kept hitting ignore and I was like, okay, I'm going to check this when I get back. We got back to the VRBO, started doing some digging, and it was ChatGPT. Brand new release. And they were in there and they were testing it out and they were explaining what it could do. And I couldn't get them to stop. They were so excited. It was unbelievable. I went into the ChatGPT. I started trying to do it. I was like, this is bogus. It's not working. It's experienced too much traffic. It kept failing. It wouldn't go, right? That was kind of the first experience of ChatGPT day one. Signed up for the beta. Fast forward. The amount of money and investments that have been put into an AI search. And I think a lot of people think that AI is new. It's not new, right? Remember when we used to get our email and our email would be just filled, massive spam everywhere. The first kind of introduction of AI might be something as simple as they can filter out your spam out of your email, right? AI has been part of everything that we've been doing for many, many, many years. My dad has studied it when he was a developer. And watching ChatGPT evolve, obviously, this is something that we have to pay attention to. So we kind of pulled ourselves out of a lot of the heating and air conditioning based events for a little bit, myself, my team still attended. And we started attending conferences that were in other industries, the digital marketing space, and learning how is everybody else paying attention to AI? What's the influence? What's the impact? How are they changing or pivoting their plans in order to prepare for this evolved technology? So fast forward again, right? ChatGPT is now a subscription model. We signed up for a corporate account. We're now operating in an environment on a large language model where our entire organization is now utilizing the platform in a space where it's safe. It's not training the open LLM. And you're starting to see adoption rates through the roof, right? Some people will say, well, it's only kids using it. No, it's every business professional across the planet likes to be lazy. And if you have a tool that's going to make you more effective, more efficient, more operationally sound in a much shorter period of time, I mean, there's efficiencies that come from it. So the adoption rate has been wild. And it was just a matter of time until AI search comes out. So in March, we started rethinking everything. Like, this is here. You know, the Optimus launch with robots that are 30 grand that can do all of this stuff, right? This is the brain of what will become a body or device. So at that point, our company, we started evaluating different platforms. What we noticed in other industries is they were moving way, way faster. They were starting to analyze what technology did they have supporting their infrastructure from a marketing standpoint, a website standpoint, sales, business intelligence, financial, everything has AI as a part of their game plan for 2025 and even 2024. So we brought on an entirely new group of developers. Our original thought was we'll use our current developers and just train them on it. That failed. That failed really fast, which is good. So we brought on new developers, and we started studying web platforms that were forward thinking. And there were three primarily: JS.Node, Bootstrap, and Webflow, that the majority of companies were analyzing. If you're Tesla, you're not going to launch a WordPress website. If you're Daikin, you're not going to launch a WordPress website. Mm-hmm. So there's obviously other technologies that were out there. They were just cost prohibitive for a small dealer to be able to get into. So studying these web platforms, and this is one of many different things we're studying, but this is a big one for us, a web development company. We got a press release that said that Webflow had acquired a company called IntelliMize, which we've been following IntelliMize for years. This is the AI platform that allows websites to shapeshift and redesign themselves to be able to create a different conversion, to be able to improve your conversion metrics, but impossible for anyone to afford. And when Webflow acquired IntelliMize, that was it. We put our feet in the sand and we went all in. And it was because this is the first technology environment that is leaning into AI. It has an AI analytics platform built into it, AI localization, AI translation to any language that you want, your entire website, not a Google Translator with a little jumbo dropdown that doesn't work real well, but literal translation. But most importantly, it has this AI conversion optimization tool built into the back of it. For a sophisticated programmer, you have the ability to create thousands of variations of every page on a website and have them A/B variant test themselves, set a goal, and allow the design of the website to shapeshift itself to produce a better result.
So you customize the experience for the user.
100%. And not only that, it's a low-code environment. So the philosophy is that it functions like an app. If you think about the majority of users, they're researching from their phones or from a voice-activated device, and that'll become more prevalent the more that your Amazon Alexa isn't, you know, this slow kind of dumb device anymore. It's not cool anymore. Because ChatGPT and AI search, as soon as those things start to marry, now AI search or voice search is going to become even more prevalent. They just announced that ChatGPT is being fully integrated into the new version, I think it's 18.1, of Siri. So now you're taking a whole different experience, right? Imagine being able to talk to your Siri, and you can now query, getting the same kind of results that an AI search engine would give you with one specific answer to your question, all the information. And now it's on a device that allows you to schedule, call, and put it on your calendar all in the same breath.
When we think about that, you couple that with quantum computing, and which is, you know, really finally starting to come out. And I mean, that's just as mind-boggling. I was listening to an interview the other day, and they were talking about that a standard computer to do this equation that they came up with would take about a quintillion years for it to solve. And a quantum computer got it done in like 12 minutes.
Singularity.
And so you start to think, when you apply that to what's happening with AI, just this speed of change that we see that we're going into, it, on one hand, I think it's super, super exciting. On the other hand, it's terrifying.
Super scary.
Yeah.
Super scary.
Yeah.
I can tell it, you know, flies out of a plane and decides it wants to take us all out. I'm going all in. I'm leaning in. I'm going to take advantage of every minute. And I'm going to say please and thank you after every request, just in case it remembers me.
So there's so many other use cases. We, from a training standpoint, we have done two courses. In fact, we're going to be doing a course out in San Diego where we have contractors for the first time. One of the hard things when you do business planning and business classes and training is, what about the contractor that just does not have their financials in a usable format for that class?
Yep.
It's difficult. And so they kind of sit and they watch everybody else around, but they walk away and they're like, well, maybe next year we'll have our stuff in order to do it. And now with AI, they can put in 8 prompts and build a whole entire business plan Everything. For the next fiscal year. And it is your marketing plan.
Yep.
One of the things I've heard you preach about for so many years is we need content. Guess what? Contractors can get content now. I need to know who your target audience is. Contractors can go, and guess what? You have Persona. Access to the whole entire U.S. Census Bureau data. You have access to, so now you can really drill in and say, okay, give me a 5-mile radius from my shop mm-hmm. and tell me the demographic information, the psychographic information of all of these consumers who would be in the market for a brand new HVAC system. Again, it is scary because all of that data is right there at your fingertips. Okay, now developing a 12-month marketing calendar and put that together for me. Tell me what we should lead with. And so what is our content? Tell me what types of mediums we should use.
Yep.
And it will go based off of all of that data and information and put that plan together for you.
And write it in 3 languages in milliseconds. You're 100% right. Like this is, we've been doing classes for distributors, training the TMs, mm-hmm. TSMs, training their sales leaders, training contractors. We just did a class for Johnstone Supply Group. And this is the first time I felt like beyond good about leaving a training, because when they left, they had their 2025 marketing plan. They had 12 months of social media content. They had done a full analysis of their P&L and their balance sheet and been able to find all of the anomalies and where to cut and where to add, where they were underspending, where they were overspending. When we were done, like all of the things, I mean, most of these guys have been in business for 4 to 10 years, and we finished all their job descriptions. We finished all their social media content. We finished their promotional calendar. We finished everything. So I think the biggest thing that came out of it is, you know, well, a lot of change management, because in the beginning, you know, I think we spent the first hour trying to get over the hurdle of, I'm reading articles that say everything in AI is wrong. It hallucinates all the time. I'm like, okay, all right. So let's work on that. And then the next one is that anything that I put in there, they're going to own it. They're going to steal it. And everybody's going to take my stuff. Like we had to get through all of these, you know, moments, and it took a while to get through that. And once, or the it's only for kids. Oh, good night. So, you know, I feel like once we got through that, when they realized how powerful it was and that everything that they've needed and known they should have done in their business for the last 5, 10 years, we were able to truncate down and get done in a half of a day. They were blown away, but it led into kind of the next conversation, which I think is wildly important for manufacturers, for distributors, for contractors, is because it's such an effective platform. When you look at the adoption rate of AI search, so switch gears, right? There's like AI, the application, of course, all the operational efficiencies, data, predictive analysis, everything, like brilliant. But then flip gears and move over into AI search engines. So you have generative search, Claude, Gemini, Perplexity, and then GPT search. GPT search launched, 30 days ago from this moment? We're recording this right now in case they're watching this later. In that period of time, in 30 days, it had the same adoption rate as Bing in the lifetime. So the trajectory of consumer adoption, your ideal target market, moving from a traditional Google-based search over to an AI search, that is something that everyone needs to pay attention to. Everyone thought that they felt, you know, a lot of pressure during an election year. I don't think we know what pressure is if, like the experts say, 30% of consumers move away from a Google-based search. And move to an AI search, a generative search. Have you installed GPT search yet?
Search on my phone?
GPT search. So when you're on ChatGPT,
yep,
and you're on a paid account, in the top right-hand corner, you'll see the little diamond and you click on that and there's a little button that says install GPT search. The second you install that, Google goes away and now you're in GPT search land. In GPT search land or AI search, there are no paid ads. There is no LSA. There is no Google business profile with the reviews you've been working on acquiring for the last decade. Mm-hmm. Those things don't exist. There are no directory listings. The customers of yours, the customers of distributors, contractors that are going to feel this the most are going to be the 10% of the dealers who are doing the most about a business with you. Because those, the larger companies, are the ones that can afford to invest money in paid ads, can afford to invest money into GLSA, have 2,000 reviews. You take a large contractor, a $10 million, $50 million, $100 million contractor that is relying on those things to drive the majority of all of their lead generation is coming from those things. If they are not prepped and ready to optimize, which is very different, for an AI search, they're going to feel it this year. That's what we're preparing for. The strategy to get, so that's the down and dreary, like scare everybody. I don't want to scare everybody. This is also a huge opportunity.
Right.
If you go right now, anybody that has AI search, go there and search for what's the best heating and air conditioning company that specializes in heat pumps and mini splits in Los Angeles. And it's going to pull up a different kind of map, and it's going to pull up our three customers, your customers.
Yeah.
It's going to pull up your Daikin ductless and heat pump providers that we've been optimizing for AI search. And it is not going to pull up any other options. You're just going to get three. Sometimes I've seen, when we first started, we only got one. So the maximum number of contractors that I've seen present on that new map, which is built in a TomTom OpenAI environment, not Google Business Listing or Google Map. This is the opportunity. If I was to go back when I first got into HVAC and I was like, oh my gosh, this is completely untapped. Like, you guys are horrible online. That was in 2008. And I was like, you should really care about SEO. This is a big deal. Well, now they should really care about GEO, which is generative engine optimization. This is a huge opportunity.
As you're talking about this, what I think about is the Gartner hype cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have this technology trigger, which you just talked about 30 days ago. Yep. We have this really cool technology trigger. Very quickly, to your point, there is going to be a lot of excitement around it. And we are going to get to this peak of inflated expectations. And that's a huge opportunity for those very first early adopters that get into it. There's a whole bunch of, to your point, there's going to be a lot of people switching over. With every technology trigger that we have, you get that peak of inflated expectations, and then we go into the trough of disillusionment. But then there's the plateau that you get up to in where that adoption is going to sit. And so there's two points really to get in. There's one in the very beginning, because you're going to get this huge bump in 2025.
Yep.
Because none of your competitors are going to be there. Very few people are the early adopters.
Yep.
And then it does trail off a little bit. You have that with any, and they're going to learn some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure the folks at ChatGPT, I know, again, just as we're doing this last night, ChatGPT happened to crash.
Mm-hmm.
And they had all kinds of issues with it. They got it back up and running. But I'm sure with this, there's going to be some bumps in the road. But eventually, you're absolutely right. This is where things are going to, just as I talked about, you know, computers are evolving at a blinding speed right now. And it's going to be crazy to see what this conversation looks like next year.
I know.
When you and I get together and talk.
I know. It's so exciting. I mean, the interesting part is that if you optimize for an AI search, it's going to help you everywhere else. Most of the contractors, for example, if you were to pull up 100 contractor websites, including ones we've built, they're pretty self-centered. They really are. They're about themselves, their story, their dog, their pet in the office, how long they've been in business, family-owned business. It's everything that you would use to recruit a new employee. They're not really focused on the consumer.
Mm-hmm.
They're not really focused on the consumer journey. I mean, consumers are also self-centered. They really don't care. They care about themselves. They care about, I have an issue. Am I able to find you? Are you going to make it easy? What can I expect? How much does it cost? What questions should I ask? What should I, you know, when can you be here? And how quickly can we get this done? And I think that this process of preparing for an AI search will force every company to think about the consumer's queries and what's important to them. It's going, because you're now you're starting to get into what are the questions that they're asking. And the only way you're going to be an option is you have to be answering consumer questions, not telling your story. GPT isn't going to be looking for, no one's going to go to an AI search and say, find me an HVAC company with a minimum of 40 years in experience. And I want to know that it's a father and son combination. And I want to know that they have, you know, pet Toto in the office and all of these things. That's, the consumers aren't querying for you. They're querying for them. So this is the moment where for us, we're literally rewriting 100% of the content on every website we built.
Well, think about this. And I think this is something that a lot of people should be thinking about. Today, I get a notification when a package is dropped off at my door.
Yep.
My house just knows that.
Yes.
And it tells me. Imagine if my house told me, hey, we've got an appointment scheduled for a service guy to come out tomorrow, and I'm going to let them in, and I'm going to, and
video,
we're going to take care of
the
system. and you know, it's all taken care of for me.
Yeah.
That's where technology goes. But where did the consumer go to a website?
I don't think they will 5 years from now. I mean, this is going to be all zero click conversions.
Just like I don't open my door when somebody knocks on my door. I talk to them right through 100%
agree.
Yeah.
I don't think they will since then. I think websites will serve as a, I'm going to get myself in trouble here, but I don't. I think websites will serve as a content delivery network to other devices. Mm. But they're not going to function in the same way they do now. They're going to have to be smart. They're going to have to be AI enabled. They're going to have to be connected to other connected devices. They're going to have to operate within the OTT of things, right? This is, it's going to be different. It's going to rapidly change.
It definitely will. And I think it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun journey for those that are open to trying new things and going with the ride. It's going to be a lot of fun. Because there's going to be a lot of technology triggers that we're going to see over the course of the next couple of years.
Yeah, I agree. There's been a, remember when we were on a podcast, this is probably a year ago, and we were talking about the struggle, the frustration with, you know, we can drive leads, we can drive phone calls, we can drive web forms, but I can't solve for picking up the phone on the first ring. I can't solve for, you know, the CSR not having an attitude or being frustrated because someone has an accent or whatever, all the different, we all know the laundry list of scenarios. What happens on the weekends? What happens evenings? What happens when a doctor gets off work at 2 a.m. and that's when they do their scheduling? So, I mean, right now, the first kind of easiest move anybody can make is if you are not answering a phone call after 5 p.m., and if you're not answering calls on the weekends, if your local business says it's open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 when everybody works, like instead of using an offshore or an outsourced call system, like now's the time to implement an AI CSR. We are seeing booking rates that are 60% higher using an AI, and they've named her everything. But it used to be like, if you are saying, oh no, people want to talk to people, like you've got to check out the AI that exists today because it is entirely different.
Well, let me tell you a quick story. So just recently I had to book a hotel and I was trying to get some meeting space and some other things set up. And so I called into this hotel and it took me probably 4 to 5 minutes to realize that I was not talking to a human being. That is how scary good it was.
Yep.
They picked up right away, which I was impressed.
Yep.
Because usually I was expecting I was going to some phone tree and going in there, but it picked up right away, was talking to me, answering my questions in plain English. I mean, it was conversational English. It was not
with
robotic
funniness
or anything else. And finally, I started to suspect. And then all of a sudden, this isn't a human being. Uh-huh. This is AI. And you know what? It solved all my problems. It did everything I needed it to do.
Yeah, 100%. It was so during that Johnstone training, I had about 15 contractors, business owners that were sitting in the room and all the TSMs. And I was like, you guys call this number. Everybody, you're all homeowners. You own an HVAC system. Something's not working. just call the number. So every one of them picked up the phone and they were calling right then. And we had a little kind of class clown sitting over in the right-hand corner. And so this little group, I was listening to all of them have the conversation with the AI, and they were all booking appointments and saying, yes, I want a text message, or no, I want an email to reminder. This group was over here telling the AI that the system was on fire. All three of them at the same time. My system is on fire. The house is burning, like going through. And I'm thinking in my head, we did not program for that. Like, we are not ready for that. So she handled it well. Like, they still got an appointment book. They still, so she treated it like an emergency. Like, I'll get somebody out today between 1 and 4. And that was good. But I'm like, oh, that house is literally on fire.
Send the fire department to the house.
So the next day, I noticed that, oh, so I was in another class the next day and I did the same thing, and two more class clowns did the exact same thing. But our team had seen that come through and retrained her to handle home on fire. Like, call 911. This is an emergency call. Would you like me to place the call for you? So it was just really interesting to see, because I meant to come back and tell them, I'm like, okay, we need to think about house on fire. Mm-hmm. But the next morning, like, she's got it. Just taking care of it. That is it. It's incredible to see that problem that we've had for years and years and years, that problem is solved with something that costs less. It's less expensive. You can implement it tomorrow. It gets smarter over time. Whatever you want it to do, the answer is yes. Yes, it can do that. Whatever you want it to do, which is so cool. And you don't have to argue with it whether or not it should. But that, I would say the second kind of AI thing to consider is an AI chatbot, but in two forms. So with some of our larger companies and clients, their issues are not just with being able to answer challenges and issues with consumers. So implementing an AI chatbot on the front of your website that's intelligent and can book appointments and all of those things, work 24/7, that's fantastic. But in addition to that, you can also train an AI chatbot as an internal guide. So, you know, as we dive in and find out what some of the issues are and challenges, they have challenges with HR, policy, procedure, process, all of these things. So when you sit down and you go through and build out their operating manual and then help them with getting their state or their standard operating processes in place, and then their job descriptions, and then performance and KPIs, and then their plan, all of that information that you've now written now can be internalized into training an AI bot for in-house. So when the information's in a manual, you still have the issue of, is anybody going to go search through this big manual to find out all of these details? Now you have the ability, when you're thinking about building your SOPs and everything, now put it into a bot that can now, it could be a voice bot or it could be an AI bot that can now, if somebody's they just got great news, they're having a baby. So what's the FMLA, you know, requirements? How many days do they get off? How do they request off? Anything you have for your company can now be put into that same kind of tool to be able to reduce the amount of overhead that you have, reduce the amount of risk and compliance and everything else. From an AI standpoint, it can answer any question as long as you train the model.
Well, speaking of that, in the meeting that you and I were just in, one of the things I found really fascinating was another way of looking at it, was just having your team come in, opening up an AI engine and having them talk about how do we do this, and then having it create the flowchart.
Yes.
Because you talk about having that standard operating procedures, but how many companies don't?
Mm-hmm.
And so here's a way, let's go ahead and document everything that we're doing. And they can just have a conversation at a conference table like you and I are, and they can random conversations all over the place, and it's going to go ahead and it's going to put a structure together. Now you can look at that structure and you can say, okay, let's think through this. Let's change this, change that. But at least you've got a starting point now, because that's the hardest thing. Get a starting point.
Yeah.
And then you can go through and start looking at it and saying, hey, do we really want to do that? It doesn't really make sense now that I look at it all mapped out.
Yeah. You could even ask it to say, evaluate this roadmap or this diagram and tell me what we should do different to improve efficiencies.
Right.
And let the AI challenge your SOPs. We do that with code. So our developers, obviously from a code standpoint, not that anybody cares on here, but we do the same thing, is we will write a large chunk of code and then upload that code into the model and say, could we have done this better? Could we have optimized the code? Can you reduce the amount of of lines in order to be able to produce a better result, more simplistic, which that means it loads faster, operates faster, right. It's easier to manage. So it doesn't matter if it's as complex as, you know, writing in Python, or if it's just a Word document with an SOP, or if you're building an org chart, it can do all of that, which I feel like, you know, most of the time it's going from zero to hero, like the stuff is doesn't exist. So this can get you to do the things you already know you should, which is incredible.
And that's what I'm so excited about for this industry.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many great people that are in this industry that are super great technicians, super great salespeople. But all of the operations side of the business, there's not a whole lot of excitement around that side of it. And so now they can kind of offload a lot of that task work, that necessary task work, the stuff that needs to get done. And it's that stuff that's important, but not urgent.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. That we always just kind of push off to the side. Now you can start, you know, ticking those things off one by one and getting that accomplished.
Yeah. It's, because there's so many layers to it. There's so much to unpack. Like, it's not only can you get these things done, but in addition, you can start leveraging AI to automate. There are two platforms, Zapier and IFTTT. Those mm-hmm. are the two main ones. There's lots of other ones. But if you haven't been on one of those sites, go visit or find somebody. Call your, if you're working with us, call your account manager. Like, jump on a call. IFTTT stands for if then then this, which mm-hmm. is essentially what automation is. So for example, there are now automations completely integrated into ChatGPT. So if I get a review on my Google Business profile, then open up ChatGPT and create a response that is for with this tonality, this sentiment, this, mm-hmm. you know, brand information, this additional information, and respond to that review. It takes minutes to set up a automation now that is going to now take every 3 to 5 star review and automatically respond to your reviews. If somebody sends a message on your TikTok account or your Facebook account or your Instagram account or your LinkedIn account, right? It gets overwhelming with all these instead of just not responding or feeling overwhelmed or having to pay a human to do that. If a message comes in, then auto respond to it with this response based on the query. Like, you can now automate so much, even if it's as a business owner, you're not reviewing your balance sheet or you're mm-hmm. not reviewing your profit and loss. They send it. You've done enough to make it go into a certain folder or file in your email, but now you can create a automation that says when I get a snapshot of my company's financial performance and it goes into this folder, read the detail, summarize it for me, and give me these 5 key points with some recommendations. So just the automation, it's like, it's this series of steps. So, you know, one, we need to prepare for a new consumer and we're going to have to change some of our infrastructure and technology to be prepped for that kind of consumer. Two, we need to adopt, everyone that's listening to this should go spend $25 and get a ChatGPT account, right? For your company, a company account, add your users. So you're working in a protected space under a business workspace. Don't go throw all your stuff into ChatGPT's free site, right? But they should start utilizing it and create a culture of AI enablement, of AI efficiencies, right? I've seen some instances where, you know, some of their team members are like, well, I don't want them to know that's how I produced this report, or I don't want them to know that's how I did this, because they were getting pressure that, you know, don't use that, or like start encouraging your team to become more efficient. I told everyone on my team at the beginning of the year, I was like, look, I'm going to need you to be lazy. I'm going to need you to be a little lazy. I'm going to need you to adopt AI in everything that you do. I'm going to need you to look for ways to automate tasks that are repetitive, redundant, things that you could be doing something else. It has to become part of your MO.
What's the goal of every business is to increase productivity. That is your goal as a business owner. How can I increase the productivity with every single individual on my team?
You know,
it's not about replacing people.
Right.
It's about increasing the productivity, the output, so that the business can go to that next milestone, that next place that we want to drive the business to. 100%. And that's what is exciting about this. And I think it's short-sighted when people start thinking that I'm going to be thought of less, because it does. It opens you up to be able to do the things that, guess what, AI can't do.
Yes. High leverage activities. Absolutely. This is, I can tell in our business, those that fully embraced AI and automation and those that haven't, because they're operating at a 50 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's, I'm getting 50 humans out of this one person compared to one. And it's like, as a business owner, like you were talking about, you want higher productivity. I want to be able to do more with less.
Mm-hmm.
So what that equates to is a bigger difference between your top line and your bottom line.
Right.
Like this all boils down to creating a larger gap in between your top line and your bottom line on your financials. And that gives you a whole bunch of other opportunities for the business. Valuation, you decide to sell. I mean, it improves the entire valuation of your business. And it's not hard to do either, which is so cool. I feel like for so many years, I feel like I spent all my time talking about all these things that were so difficult to process, hard, challenging, complicated. And now I'm like, no, this is easy. Let's do it.
That's why I was so excited. We used to do, it was a 2-day workshop,
mm-hmm.
going through the financials. And it was literally a math exercise that was onerous, torturous to the participants in the class, yet necessary. And now it's a 4-hour class and people are laughing and having fun because, you know what? They don't have to pick up a calculator.
Never.
They don't have to do any math.
Right.
And we can actually get the data and we can discuss it.
Yes.
And we can be productive. And far more productive in 4 hours than we could ever in that 2-day class.
100%. It was the same instance when we would send our monthly analytics report at the end of the month.
Mm.
Like, I know they're not looking at it. I know they're not looking at it. A handful of them would glance at it. So we've been teaching every single customer, take that report, download it, upload it, and start asking questions. And let a third-party platform analyze how you're doing, where you have room for improvements, what you do. I mean, in our world, we used to have to go in and study your market, pull up every single website in your market. We'd have to analyze all your competitors, determine the search results, determine the demand. We'd have to figure out how many pages they had, how many backlinks, what the quality. We had to do so much research. Now, when we get started, we have the ability to use AI to deconstruct your entire market, deconstruct everything every one of your competitors is doing, and feel confident that if you want to compete in this market for these services, beat them. Here's what they're doing. Well, this is what it's going to require. So either right. yay or nay, do you want to go after this or do you want to pick something else that's less competitive? Let's choose. But it's so easy to get from point A to point B now.
Jennifer, this has been a fun conversation, as it always is when you come in here. We really look forward to having you come in again in the future. Do you have any last words of wisdom that you want to share with the audience?
Oh, my goodness. Like, jump in. Really, this is, if you need help, like, I feel like I've now become just a volunteer teacher all day, every day. I love this stuff. So if you need help and you're not sure where to go or what to do, and you want to jump on and just have a brainstorming session, I'm happy to. I've done everything from create brand new brands for company in a matter of minutes, just iterating on there, to my financial teams helped analyze financials and build marketing budgets, to, you know, setting people up to be able to compete and win in their space. But we're down. We just want to train as many people as we can. If they choose to work with us, that's fantastic. But either way, you know, I think we're in a time where we can really help a lot of entrepreneurs ultimately accomplish what they originally sought to do, was to get more time, money, and freedom, and we can do it quickly.
Well, for all of you that are out there, if you like this episode, please hit that like button. If you don't already follow us, please go ahead and hit that follow button so you can be informed of all of the upcoming episodes that we have, and we look forward to seeing you on future episodes. Jennifer, thank you again so much.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.